Welcome back, everyone. This is Rachel Chase, and you're listening to Somatic Healing Sessions, my podcast where I take you on a little journey into your body, into your inner being for connection and healing and release of stress and trauma and tension and a return to calm and peace and centeredness inside. This is session number 15, and today I'm going to be starting a new series within the series. This is the emotion series, and we'll see how many of these end up happening. So this is going to be about, well, connecting with joy. And a lot of times, when we feel disconnected from joy, we wonder, what's wrong with us? Why do I feel this separation from joy? How come I can't feel joy? What is in the way? And we have these maybe feelings of anxiety about that, or a sense of loss or confusion. And so that's what today's healing session is going to be about. It's going to be about finding out how to reconnect with joy when you feel disconnected from it. And I'd love to support you in other ways besides this podcast as well. I offer one-on-one sessions, and I have an online learning center with several online courses that can help you do the work on your own, self-guided journeys, mini courses, meditations, and my Healing with Self-Compassion guidebook is there for just $7, or you can even embark on a 12-week healing journey with me. I have an online course called Replenish, which is all about helping you feel that balance and wholeness, body, mind, and spirit. And it includes mindfulness practices, yoga and meditation, and of course, creativity for well-being as well. So you can always find out all about those things on my website at rachelchase.com. I'd love to hear from you. Anytime you want to reach out and connect, you're welcome to book a free intention session with me through my website to find out about working with me. Okay, so let's get started with today's healing session. I'd like you to find a comfortable place to sit or lie down where you will be undisturbed for a little bit of time. This will probably be about 15, maybe 20 minutes tops. And I'll start by saying, if this is your first Somatic Healing Sessions podcast with me, this is the 15th one, I do encourage you to go back and start from the beginning when you can. It's not required to get the benefit of this podcast, but it's a really great journey, and it starts from the beginning where I take you into the teachings about somatics and what is somatic self-compassion, what is somatic healing, and why do we practice it? So it's about the felt sense of being. So let's tune in with that intention for a moment to connect in your body with the feeling of what it is to just be here right now. And so you'll begin this practice by taking a deep breath in through your nose, and then exhaling all the air slowly out your mouth. And you'll do that a few times, in through the nose and out the mouth. And every time you inhale, feel that the breath is going everywhere it can go. Sometimes it's hard to take a deep breath, and that's okay. When you exhale, feel that you're consciously letting go of some tension, where there might be a feeling of squeezing or tightness or clenching in the body. So when you exhale, see if you can just kind of release that a little bit. And you might have layers and layers and layers of this, and that's okay. We're just trying to like get a little bit of space here, get a little bit of room inside so that you can make contact with the wisdom inside of you. And the wisdom is speaking to you through the sensations you feel. And through the way those sensations are expressed is emotional. It's emotional, right? We tend to put meaning to those sensations we feel. So if you're still taking those deep breaths in through the nose and out the mouth, you can just let that settle now and return to a natural breathing, whatever that is for you. So there's no right or wrong way to breathe right now. And there's also no right or wrong way to do this practice. Your body may need to move at some point during this session. If it does, I encourage you to allow it. Allow your body to shift or stretch in any way. If you feel like you even want to stand up at some point and move your arms around or kind of roll over on your belly or something, or hold yourself tightly, or I encourage you to let yourself express these physical motions, movements, expressions. These are all the ways that we soothe ourselves, is to use the body. Really, not to even use it, but just to allow it to move in the way that it wants to, which is a deep healing. It's a rewiring that you're doing when you're giving yourself permission to move in a way that feels right. So often when we're children, we're told to sit still, don't speak, sit up. All these sort of things, these rules and regulations for how to do it right. We're going to throw all that out the window right now. This isn't about how to be the proper meditator either. Yes, there are teachings and ways to learn how to meditate, but that's not what this is necessarily. If you choose to just be in stillness for this whole thing, that's also wonderful as well. So there's, like I said, no right or wrong, but just allow. This is space and time for you to allow. We're going to clear some room, open up the space inside, and find out where there is joy. And you may be going through a lot in your life right now, or maybe a part of you thinks, joy, that's a luxury I can't afford. Who has time for joy when there's so much stress or so much hurt going on in the world, or my relationships, or my housing situation, or my money situation, or my life and my health, and all these reasons that we have to not feel joy. So if there's anything like that going on in your life right now, I want you to just acknowledge it and ex give yourself acceptance and kindness for whatever you're feeling about that, that you don't need to shame yourself for not being able to access joy. That doesn't help either. Sometimes it's just hard to find joy when we're going through hard stuff. That's all. It doesn't mean you need to be diagnosed with a major disorder because you are having a hard time right now. That's just life sometimes. It's just life, So I'd like us to together hear you, me, and everyone listening to this. Let's just envision we're all taking a deep breath together and just letting out a big releasing feeling, energy, sound, maybe a sigh or a moan or a feeling of elation or a feeling of sadness, whatever you're feeling right now, I want you to breathe it in and make a sound out your mouth like ah, or whatever. Make your sound. Sound helps us get into our bodies. You might feel weird doing that at first because it's not normal in our culture to be okay with just making these sounds, letting them come out the mouth, however it comes from our gut, from our heart. But it's so important to let out the sounds that we need to let out. Yeah. So maybe even a little humming right now down in the heart center, in the chest, in the belly. Little humming, hum. And just considering that your body is the place where your intuition is. Your body is the place where your soul is as well. Your soul is expressing itself in human form through your body, through your voice, through your mind, through your hands, through your feet. So whatever you're feeling right now, just let it come. Let it arise up, bubble up from your belly and your heart, your torso, your whole entire, your emotions. Really, that's where the intensity of the emotions are, right? Up through the throat, down through the center, down, down, up and down. Sometimes we even feel it up in our head or in our back of our mouth or in the back of the behind the heart and the back. Just kind of noticing for a moment, taking a couple of breaths to, again, clear some space, to let things move. Just being in a place of noticing, being the observer, the witness, being a kind, curious observer of your own inner self, your own inner experience. You're having an experience of feeling. Give that permission to yourself to have this experience of feeling right now. Maybe it's an old feeling that's been around a long time, the thing that has been in the way of your ability to access joy. Thinking that, well, if I feel this way, I can't also feel joy. That's a strong belief that many of us have. That I first have to feel something about this other thing so that I can feel joy. And that's a condition that we're putting. It's like a control mechanism that we put in place that says, I can only feel joy if da 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 da, this other thing over here looks like this. But what if there's some unresolved things over here on this side? Maybe there's a kind of a feeling of frustration or some old lingering thing over here. So let's take a breath with that. Just acknowledging and breathing that awareness that that is there. Maybe there's some stuff you're still trying to sort out that you're not sure about that is kind of creating a little stress or tension, or maybe it's like a conflict that you still can't quite work it out. And So let's just look at that for a minute. Take a breath, allow. That's there. Hello. Okay. I'm looking at that. I see that. I'm feeling that. I'm allowing that. Let your body kind of shake a little bit and move that energy. It may still be there, but we're just moving it a little bit at least, bringing some movement to help release the tension around it or the grip that it has. And then surround that in a kind of energy of compassion so that it's held. You're giving it a space to be held inside. Then on the other side over here, in another area inside of you, because you have so much space inside. We're so vast. We're so much vaster than our physical body seems to be. It seems to be this limited space, but really, when you start going in deeper and deeper and deeper inside of yourself, you can just keep peeling back the layers and opening new doors and going into different realms and dimensions, right? There's so much going on in there. That's what all that parts work is about, the parts work that we use in therapy and coaching, where we start to look at these parts of ourselves. In the beginning, it looks like there's these few parts, but then the more you keep going deeper in and deeper in and deeper in, there seems to be so many more than that. And yet they're all connected somehow, and they're all working together somehow. And there's a chance that we can access so much more than just this one little focal area that we're focusing on that doesn't feel right. Sometimes we get so hyper focused on the thing that's unresolved or the thing that isn't working or the frustration, and it's just kind of like feels like this block, right? Like can't get past it. But when you start to do more of this kind of work where we go inside and create more space, then you can maybe even start to be aware that there is this field of energy that's the natural wellspring of life essence inside of you. And it's in the water in your body, all that water inside of your body, all that fluid, all that magnetic energy and electric energy in your blood and your nervous system and all throughout your whole body. It's miles and miles and miles and miles and miles of all of this, these channels of energy and vessels that contain all of this life inside of you. And the natural vibration, the natural frequency is this joy energy. This joy, because life itself, just think about spring, all the little green leaves start popping, all the little flowers start budding, all the feelings of newness and freshness. So I want you to take a breath with this, just a nice big breath, and see if you can access this other energy inside of you that's just around. It's just there. Like you do not have to force this. It's just there, waiting for you to shift your focus, to just gently slide over into this more, oh, this other awareness that's here for you, where there is joy. There is joy. So sensing that there's this effervescent bubbling up, this sort of underlying peacefulness, but then a kind of like a stirring sensation of life-giving energy. And it's part of your body and it's part of the earth too. The earth is this joyfully expressing planet. It expresses a lot, doesn't it? It expresses a lot, and so do we. And we're part of that expression. So what wants to be expressed right now? What are some of the things that need to just kind of be let out of your voice, even just to make room for this joy? You know, so often we get locked into certain little routines or things that are keeping us from giving ourselves permission to do joyful things because we don't think we should be doing those joyful things because we have too many things to do on our to-do list and life is serious and we need to, you know, these stories we tell ourselves. Why we shouldn't be skipping and jumping and playing. Well, we're not children anymore. That's not what we're supposed to do. But gosh, think about all of the healing benefits of the energy of joy. Just inducing joy on purpose. Imagine that. Imagine your inner child is doing something she or he just loves to do. This inner child, this being of you, this self, this little you, this version of you, this inner child, this what does she like to do? What brings her joy? Dancing, singing, playing, just standing outside and giggling, jump rope, drawing, painting, doing some yoga, stretching, putting on music. What is the joy for you? What brings you joy? How can you induce joy in your life today? Is it cooking? Maybe. Is it doing something in your house? Are you like a real nester? And when you organize, it all feels good, you know? Or you just want to make a big mess? Maybe that makes you feel joy. But joy in its pure sense, not conditional, not I'm going to do this thing that I have to do over here so that after that, then it's okay for me to do something joyful. As if joy is the reward instead of just the thing we get to do because we're human and that's our natural state. So imagine yourself creating that joy. Feel, where is that joy? Is it everywhere? Is it localized in one place in your body? The felt sense of being joyful, the felt sense of being in joy, enjoying. You know, when we start to think about enjoying ourselves, that might bring up those feelings in the background that I'm not supposed to do that. I shouldn't be allowed to. If I do that, it means I'm doing something wrong. I mean, gosh, there's some deep-rooted conditioning in there for a lot of us. So just be open to discovering what is there underneath, to be loved, to be understood, to be resolved, and to be integrated. To be released, just take a big breath with that. We're just going to let go of whatever is ready to let go at this moment in time. And just release that breath. Be in this present moment. Connect with your heart. Connect with your feet. Connect with your hands. Connect with your head. Do a little bit of massage on your skin. Open your eyes a little bit. And I'd love to hear what you're taking from these sessions. How are these sessions helping you? What is it you would like more of in these sessions? What questions do you have for me? I'd love to hear from you, so feel free to reach out. Again, my website is rachelchase.com. And I want to remind you also to get some water at this time and get grounded and get present before moving on to the next thing that you're about to do. And I look forward to continuing this emotion series on the Somatic Healing Sessions podcast. And I'm your host, Rachel Chase. I look forward to seeing you all, speaking with you all next time. Peace and blessings to all. Take care. Ciao for now. Bye-bye.